Okay, so, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Miss Gracie. Thanks for your patience. If we can get one more representative, we'll get the meeting started right away. So, pending Integrated Waste and Water Department.
She would be here.
She did say that, right? Yeah, we've talked to her yesterday.
She came and talked to me yesterday about one of the projects.
She's just running.
About air conditioning.
It happens.
They just made a couple of adjustments. All right, good.
Sorry, it was going to be a great thing.
Don't start there earlier.
Sorry.
We changed filters out.
All right, thanks for making it, Gracie.
I dropped it off on there, but I guess the girl was like, so.
Okay, so let's get the meeting started. Thank you for coming this morning. And today is Thursday, June 18th, 2015. It is the Development and Environmental Review Committee. And we have three items on the agenda this morning. And so before we get started, we'd like to have the committee members introduce themselves for the record. For item number one, it's extension of time 1501, tentative parcel map 19325, subdivision number 1101, and conditional use permit 1108. This is a request for a one-year extension of time of the previous Planning Commission approval of tentative parcel map 19325, subdivision 1101, and conditional use permit 1108 to subdivide approximately 18 acres into 7 parcels and construct a multi-tenant commercial shopping center with a 137,000 square foot Home Depot, home improvement store, and approximately 68,000 square feet of retail and restaurant uses. The project site is located at the southwest corner of Highland and Arden Avenues in the commercial general CG1 zone. The environmental determination is previous environmental impact report. And the applicant is Home Depot USA. And again, this is an extension of time. Before we get into the comments, I just want to get the project description out, and we'll start with the committee members' introduction for the record, please. And we'll start with Gracie, please.
Good morning, Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Good morning, Mike Zavala, Building Division, Senior Plant Examiner.
Thank you, Mike. Aaron Liang, Community Development, DERC Chair. Thank you.
Laura Wiedemann, Land Development Engineering.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Thank you, gentlemen. And the item is an extension of time. You may recall last year, as mentioned in the project description, this is a previous Planning Commission approval. This is actually their second extension of time. The applicant is in need of additional time frame to pursue this project, and so asking for an extension of time application. The project plans, I believe you all have a copy of that. It's posted on the T drive. There are no changes to conditions of approval or site conditions or the project plans, so there's no modifications. In fact, they're exact, the same floor plan, same elevations, same layout, same site plan as the previous approval. And the staff recommendation is to move the item to Planning Commission for final consideration. And so if I can have, I believe there are a packet in front of you if you need to refer to the submittal packet in terms of project plans. And, you know, again, we already have your conditions of approval from the previous, from the original approval and the and last year's extension of time application.
What are you looking
at? So at this time, we'll go ahead and go around the table for comments from the committee members. We'll start with Gracie again. Thank you.
If everything's the same in regards to trash enclosures, okay, placements, then that's fine. So previous comments apply. If you pass that down.
All right,
and no comments on the extension of time.
All right. Mike?
Well, as Gracie stated, there's already set requirements that are down and what they're going to be doing. We're not really concerned until the project starts, the building division and the subdivision has been taking place, and then the building...
Get approved.
Okay, so then when you submit, the building department will take effect and will follow the 2013 Cal Brand codes and with formal submissions.
Thank you. Land development, Laura?
Land development has no comment.
Okay. Gary?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mike?
It's not in our water service area. It's East Valley Water Service, and sewer capacity would be required.
Right, and that was noted on your previous condition of approval. We have that on record. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Environmental control has no concerns with extension. The only concern, the requirements we may have would be regarding to pre-treatment for the restaurant uses, and if food service permit application would be required to be completed, determining the pre-treatment or not.
Right, and that requirement has been conveyed to the applicant, and so at the time when the project plans comes in terms of floor plan, construction documents, what have you, we'll go ahead and follow up to make sure that the environmental control section is in loop with all the requirements, your requirements.
Right.
Okay, very good. The recommendation of the project this morning is to move the item to Planning Commission. If I can have a motion to do so, please.
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
By Mike. And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. I just want to kind of throw this out. Is there a... this item that's on the agenda, I just want to know if there's a folks out there that would like to comment on this agenda, on this item. And if hearing none, so, okay. So the item is moved to the Planning Commission. Thank you very much. All right, moving along, item number two, and I believe we have our representatives and applicant and here this morning. Okay, so Travis is the project case planner, so tell us what we have this morning, Travis. Thank you.
All right, our second item is development permit type D1501. It's a request to subdivide an existing 5,184 square foot single story commercial building into three tenant spaces and establish a dental office in one of those spaces. It's an existing site, about 26,000 square feet. Like I said, the building is existing around 5,200. The applicant.
Okay, so we're going to refer to the exhibit up attached to the wall here. Okay,
it's on the exhibit. Project description, as I said, was subdividing the tenant space, so all interior TI. There is some minor modifications that are having to be done to the parking area for accessibility purposes. As shown on the plans, the accessible parking is going to be placed under this cover. After further review on the plans, the parking will no longer be here. The drive aisle does not support the perpendicular parking in this area. The applicant is now proposing to relocate the accessible parking to two stalls on either side of the new path of travel that's being put in, and one additional accessible parking here. Compared to what's shown on the plans already, that'll be a reduction in three spaces. The parking requirement there only requires 18 parking spaces. This property is located in the transit overlay. They're still going to be providing 30, so they more than meet the parking requirement. The other modifications on the site are going to be changes to the layout of the existing planter. The current planter is oriented for perpendicular parking. Angled parking is going to be there, so they're modifying it to extend and enclose the parking stalls. And then because we're eliminating the parking under this canopy here, we'll just have it striped for no parking. Those are the only site changes. Like I said, the building, it's all interior TI. I call it one other thing. The applicant, and they can speak to this perhaps a little more than I can, they're also in the interior of the structure. This was supposed to be one communal lobby for all three buildings. they're now proposing a division between the first suite, which will be the dental office, and the other two suites, still with access separately from the exterior to a new accessible parking stall placed here.
With that modifications, the on-site in terms of parking requirements, the project is able to comply with our parking requirements?
Yes, with those changes and the elimination of those spaces under the canopy, parking will be 30 spaces on-site. With the requirements of the overlay and the size of the building, they need 18 spaces, so they more than meet it.
Okay. Thank you. Gracie?
There is an existing refuse enclosure. It's just lacking gates. So we need the gates installed, and then the pavement entering the enclosure from end to end, there's like a gap, so we need you to fill the gap so that we can roll the bins in and out freely. But that's all.
My major concern is that with you changing the entrance into each rental area, you're changing the occupant load. Are you going to have a receptionist sitting in the...
No, we have three separate offices.
Okay, three separate offices,
but
in that...
I'm sorry, can I have your name?
My name is Hong Joo Kwon. I'm architect.
You're the architect? Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, sir.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
All right, are you going to have receptionist area in each of the rental areas?
No. You're going to have three separate units.
Yes, so I know you're going to have three separate.
They have a separate reception area. Yeah.
Okay.
We have revised them one.
All right, so you have a waiting room.
Waiting room is just a dental office.
Okay, and then you have a lobby in the other office, right?
Yeah.
And are they, on this plan, they're showing a door leading from both areas?
Which door?
All right, you got it from suite A to suite B. Uh-huh. There's a door.
The doorway through
the door.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the purpose of the door?
Oh, maybe they can use together 101, 102. Maybe later on, maybe one tenant can use it. Currently, we don't need it. We're going to close it for future purpose. We're going to open that one door.
Okay, so you're putting a door there for future.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what you're doing.
Right.
Okay, so when we're looking at the occupant load, so we're going to have to take the occupant load with the lobby, with the seating situation. You've changed now the occupant load of the project.
Okay. Yeah, we hear the occupant load. Yeah.
Okay, so what I suggest that you do is go to Chapter 3 and Chapter 4, Special Conditions for occupant load, and submit a... When you submit, let's revise that situation. Now, going into the dental shop, all right, with the occupant load being like that, where is the x-ray machine going to be?
I have here all the equipment to schedule. Maybe I can submit detailed drawing.
Okay, is because I'm looking at the lead-based drywall. Protection of the other tenant.
Sure, yeah. Or special drywall.
The conditions.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that has to be pointed out. And otherwise, it'd be no problem what you're doing. But... on your third unit now, do you have a lobby area there? Because it seems like every unit has a doorway going through.
Yeah, actually, this area is the same. So we have direct access from outside for unit 103. We have suite outside direct access. But still, we have some opening between 102 and 103.
Okay.
And that's all the same for future purpose.
Yes, and then what I want you to look at is that if you keep it within the limits of the 49 requirement, it'll restrict you to that one door. That's why I'm asking these questions.
So you want to close the door?
No, I don't mind you having the door, but what I'm for future use. But then the occupant load has to stay within reason, because what you're doing is When we first looked at this, we were looking at a different occupant load. Now we're looking at three units, am I correct?
Occupants is the same, B occupants.
Okay, no, but what, they're separate units, they're going to be taken as separate units. Before they were together, the first two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to state. All right, so if the first two come in, and you, that would take you over probably 100 with the, and require two exits, right? That's why you have to exit at the rear of the second unit.
Right, yeah, we have second exit, yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, with the closure of this wall, it would only restrict you to one exit.
Right, yeah, yeah. So I figured out all occupants road, very simple, yeah, yeah.
All right, then, that'd be quick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the insights there, Mike. Laura?
The only thing I need from you is the onsite improvement plan showing the modification and to the parking lot. And go ahead and show all the survey elevations for the
elevation. But you don't change elevation.
I want to verify that. So you show me, okay?
Okay.
So you show me the elevation and the path of travel so I can verify that.
Okay.
And then what I want you to do is all your freestanding light poles.
Okay.
Give me a structural count for that.
Okay.
And then every improvement you have on that parking stall, go ahead and show me that on the improvement plan.
Okay, sure.
Also, what I need from you is a landscape plan.
Landscape plan, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have existing irrigation. Show me the existing irrigation, the backflow device, and the new plant that you'll have.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll need two plants. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, here.
Can I actually ask one question? Just because of the changes now, I just want to make sure there's no problems. Since there's direct access to each unit from the exterior, only two of those access points to the topmost unit and then the center unit have access from the accessible parking.
All of them have to have accessibility.
Okay.
Okay. And that will be verified in plan check. If there's any modification to the design that he has right now, I will verify, and Mike will verify that there is accessibility from the parking lot to each suite.
Okay.
So
will it have to be the direct access from the outside?
Yes.
Or will,
yes,
because they have connection interior, will that satisfy?
They have to meet the accessibility from the parking stalls has to go to the front door. That's where I
of each individual.
And then from there, the interior of Mike will take the handle.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason why I brought it up is I'm going to show you.
My concern was that third unit on the south end, because that
it all has
have,
to be accessible, ADA accessible.
That doesn't have direct from the accessible parking.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
But it all has to be.
Yes.
If it's done interior-wise, then it'll be taken care of internally.
Oh, that was my question. If it was exterior only or if the interior's satisfied.
See, with the reason why she's bringing this up is because accessible, being accessible means through the main entrance, not through the back door. And also, when you had the unit being together, your exit would have to be one over here, one over here. That's what you had prior. Now that you have these doors going through, to me, you know, you're in a gray area. And that's why I'm saying, if you close off the doors, then they are truly one unit. And then you fall underneath the 49 people and below occupant load.
Yeah.
But once you connect them, you can make an argument that they're together. Then you would need two exits. And that's why I draw this line here. One would have to be here, and one would have to be there.
Would they have another exit?
I know. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So I think a decision on your part has to be made. Are those doors going to be closed or not? Because when we run it through plan check, we're going to see, are they adjacent?
In case we close each unit, I think we can eliminate that kind of problem.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we just eliminate, he agreed. He's the owner.
Okay, all
right. I believe there's a set of conditions of approval from the building department.
There are, yes.
Make sure you get it. And
you've already received it from land development.
I do have your approval.
And then also what Laura just stated, communicated to you just now, I believe it's also in writing. And
yes,
so Travis will get that to you so that you can follow those the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gary?
The question I had was, did I hear Travis correctly? But instead of the existing location for the accessible parking spaces,
mm-hmm.
We were going to verify that those were eligible for access to this building.
Okay.
It sounded like now you're going to attempt to put the accessible spaces up here.
Right.
So that may or may not work, because we haven't reviewed it, you just now submitted it. So we would have to look at that and see. You may have to go back to the...
You mean the slope?
Well, horizontally and slope, both. You're not allowed to run your accessible passengers into the drive aisle.
Okay, so
if you put two spaces there, I don't see how you can do that without running them behind the drive aisle.
There is existing handicap parking at the east side of the building. You're going to keep that one.
So you're going to have three spaces here like you do now and add two spaces handicap?
Yeah, here is for band 101. So since we have separate three units, we're going to provide another handicap to make direct access to the suite 101, 102, 103, 102, 103.
We haven't had a chance to review it, so we're going to have to look at it and see if those people can stand.
No problem.
Before it was a common lobby, there were three spaces adjacent. It wasn't really an issue.
Yeah, that was my point.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure this, again, this is not a design forum. Okay. So, so if you're going to submit design for consideration, you need to work with the project planner and resolve that between that discussion. But as proposed, the concept could work, but the handicap issues in terms of accessible issues, that can be resolved through the plan check process.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Gary. Mike?
Thank you.
The building's currently served by a single inch and a half domestic service. I'm not sure if you're going to add additional services and split.
Maybe we need a separate water meter, right?
Yeah.
Just we need three meters. You don't need any water, another additional water service though, but just we need three separate meters. No, we don't need just one meter.
And that's
so we never change the water.
And so if for some reason the bill doesn't get paid when we shut the one meter off, all three buildings go up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
As long as you understand that.
Yeah.
If you want to separate into three services, we can do that, and a Rule 5 would be, application would be required.
Okay. But we're not going to do anything.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like the exterior of the building footprint is being increased if it does sewer capacity.
No, we don't change the building envelope.
And that's there fine.
Yeah.
Your standard conditions.
Thank you, Mike.
The only concern we have is the dental office. You know if they're going to have an amalgam separator.
What is it?
For the dental office,
uh-huh.
Will they have an amalgam separator? That's where they separate the silver.
Separate, yeah.
Are they going to use chemical processing or will they use digital?
Maybe he can answer with chemical. He's the owner, he's dentist, yeah.
On the dental office.
I'm sorry. So, record,
can you come up?
Introduction for the record, please.
Okay, my name is Sean Lee, and I have been living in this area for 30 years. I have my residency in San Bernardino. I love the city of San Bernardino, first of all. And I would like to bring up the two issues here. I think a city is not the only entity I have to satisfy federal and American Dental Association, called ADA, and the OSHA, separate things. First of all, the lead wall is, as I understand, I might be wrong, is not required anymore because all the x-rays are digital.
Okay.
Its x-ray dose is less than what we are exposed from the sunlight. It's very, very minimal. And so lead wall is not required, as I understand. And then amalgam separator is not mandatory as of today by the OSHA. So, but I have my personal amalgam separator. I welcome to put it in, but it's not required by OSHA.
Okay, if you are going to put in the amalgam separator, we will need you to fill out the industrial user permit application.
Sure.
And then submit that and we'll review it from there.
Sure, I welcome to do it. But again, it's not required by OSHA as of yet. Okay, thank you.
So special and the chip coat is not required.
Okay, yes. See, I did not, on the project here, I cannot describe what kind of equipment you're using.
Okay.
So I always have to go through the extreme.
It's a digital.
Yes, but we always have to go through the extreme and the protection of the other unit. That's why I brought it up.
Certainly, the information you shared just now, it's very valuable. Thank you very much. However, through the plan check process, we will review the information on there, and then we'll apply the rules and the regulations accordingly. And so we're just telling you now that these are our standard requirements. Notwithstanding the OSHA federal regulations, these are local jurisdictions' requirements. And so through your plan check, through your plumbing HVAC plans, staff here will review that and apply the rules and regs accordingly. So, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So with the comments here, do you have any, gentlemen, do you have any comments, questions for us? If not, okay.
Yeah, the gate to existing.
Oh, okay. So minor issue at the gate to the. If I'm here correctly, okay. Okay. All right. So the environmental determination for this project, it's exempt from CEQA under Section 15301, existing facilities. The recommendation is for approval with all the comments here. I hear that the project could be approved based on the technicality, the issues that were brought up, and I believe that through the plan check of the construction documents, through the CDs, working CDs, that could be resolved. And of course, with the latest information that was brought up relating to OSHAs and other federal requirements. And so the recommendation is for approval. This is a subdivision from a single tenant building to a multiple tenant building. And it appears that based on the parking requirements pursuant to our development code chapter 19.24 off-street parking standards, the project satisfies the code requirements on that chapter. In terms of landscaping, 19.28, the project also satisfied the parking requirements. And the rest would be all through plan check and environmental section in terms of application submittal requirements. The recommendation here is for approval. If I can have a motion to do so.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion to approve and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, none. Do I have anybody here that would like to speak on this item? All right, hearing none. The project is approved. Please note, for the record, all approval here. It's final, subject to appeal section of the Development Code, Chapter 19.52, hearings and appeals. So there's actually a 15-day appeal period on this project. If there's no appeal on this project, then the approval is final. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, the next item is item 3, development permit type B1503. So if you gentlemen introduce yourself for the record, please.
I'm Tom Scala. I'm the owner's representative for the Pier Sports Center.
And my name is Paul Wells. I'm the engineer on the project.
All right. And Travis, tell us what we have this.
Okay. Our project is development permit type D1503. It's a request to add 6 outdoor sand volleyball courts to a previously approved facility. Several months ago, we approved DPD 1422 to construct 36,000 square foot building with 6 indoor volleyball courts, parking improvements, street improvements, lighting, landscaping, et cetera. The project today, as I said, is just to add the 6 additional courts north of the building. Improvements on the site, this parking remains as is. They, not shown on the plans, there will be additional landscaping done along the street to match the landscaping already approved on the previous project. And the area between the courts and the buildings, as proposed on the plans, was mentioned as just artificial turf for a spectator area. The applicant is now proposing, instead of the artificial turf, to continue the already approved concrete walk on the north end of the building up to the courts, just as a different material. Those are the only proposed changes on the site. Everyone does have in front of them a copy of an opposition letter we did receive on this project. It's expressing concerns about the parking, whether it will meet the requirements on site because of some parking issues existing in the area. On the original approval, there were 162 spaces approved on the in the parking lot. The building between the first floor and the mezzanine area is just over 40,000. Per the requirements of the area that this is in, being in the transit overlay, parking needs to be 1 per 300 square feet. That requires 135 spaces for the existing facility. The addition of the courts, our code requires for outdoor court activities, 3 additional spaces for each court. That's 18 additional spaces. That brings us up to 153 required. We still have 162 from the previous approval, so it does still satisfy the parking requirement. Other than that, we said improvements, just the new concrete area, new landscaping, and these 6 outdoor courts. And this project is exempt from CEQA as infill development. And that is it, unless the applicant wants to have anything to add.
So before we get delved into that further, we'll turn this back to the committee, and we'll start with Gracie, and then we'll go around as applicable. Gracie?
Okay, no comment on the addition of the outdoor sand volleyball courts, and if everything remains the same with the enclosure from before, then we'll
come. It will. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Gracie, Mike?
I basically have the same problem. If there's no changes with the land management, we'll probably, hopefully, you'll be addressing the path to travel to the courts. Okay, so I'll leave that to them.
Okay.
And I think they've already presented a solution by the existing concrete going down and everything. And compliment on the forethought. Okay, so,
okay.
And then I'll give you a reminder of the codes and that we agreed upon previously.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Laura.
Just as Mike said, you just have to have accessibility to the your sandlot. I just want to make sure of this area right here is hydro-seeded, and you are going to go ahead and put some native plants there,
We will.
Some sort of treatment there.
And we're on the other side of this drive on East Street, we're going to continue the landscape to the property line. So,
okay, yeah. Excellent. As long as it is contained in hydro-seeded, that's wonderful.
Okay.
That is it.
Thank you. Gary?
Are you planning lighting for the sand courts?
Yes.
Did you go through permit?
Yes, it'll have to go through this. I'm getting the photometric thing on this, so works out.
All right. Thank you. And Mike?
Yeah, no comment. Previous comments.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thank you.
And there will be no addition to food court or anything like that, right?
No.
No comment.
What did you?
James.
Parking lot inside of the actual. It's a pretty nice kind of village. Okay. Very good. As mentioned in the project description, I just want to clarify this is an incidental use to the main use, the sports complex center. Under previous approval development permit 14-22. to add phase two, the six volleyball courts. Paul or Tom, do you have any comments on the comments from the committee so far? Any questions?
No, I'm good with everything so far, yeah. Thank you.
And I believe in reference to our project planner, Travis commented on the letter, and I believe we have a representative here.
Yes.
Okay, very good. If you would identify yourself, please, and for the record. Thank you.
Steve Dillon, and I occupy three businesses south of that facility. And I'm quite concerned, ingress, egress. We already have workers parking on our property, which is across the street on the south side. They try to contain it. We've got dust issues. There's just one driveway in here. You have one car parked here, one car parked there, another car, and not.
I'm sorry, I know we don't have Google Map. Where are you relative to
this? This is East Street. This is McKay Drive.
Right.
Okay. You park two.
Where is your business at? Is it on the south side?
Or right here on the south side. Right across from the entrance.
Okay. Thank you.
So we have a problem now because our entrance comes right through here.
Sure.
So they need another entrance for ingress, egress because people don't want to park in here and deal with the traffic coming in and out. Because you get two cars here, these people all back in here on Northeast Street, a lot of businesses, fire, Cal Fire, back here. When they have meetings and different things, this whole area gets filled up. Okay, now you're gonna add more to it, because people won't wanna park in here. So there needs to be an alternate way to escape out of there. So otherwise, you're gonna make these people that don't wanna go in here, and they'll be migrating onto our property. That's already happened during construction, let alone happened before the facility is built. There's probably going to be more people attending than you actually see. If you've gone to the soccer sites to see what's going on at the soccer sites, there's no parking to accommodate it. And now you're going to let more, and then you're going to have traffic here, which I think this ought to be widened, but that's your guys' call. You got a car here, a car there, only one car can go through there at one time. You can no longer allow. So one person has to sit here at the corner waiting for another car to come through, or vice versa. That's going to be the impact they're going to have, that no one's really done an issue of studying that. They've had semis loading and offloading there. Traffic is all the way backed up, 4, 5, 8 cars all the way down to there.
Steve, can I address the issue there? Right now, that what we have here is just a temporary situation while we're doing the construction. On this side here, we'll have an additional opening on E Street, and Steve, I think this will relieve all the congestion, and we're not going to have those big trucks coming in here. Yeah, the system will be done.
So you haven't had it while you've done construction. They've been pulling onto my property, beating up the asphalt. And I've asked them not to, but they continue doing that.
But as we do have another access that is approved, and it's the same opening as this one here, so we have another way to for ingress and egress. So I think that a lot of your, and we understand your concerns, but this is, they say, something that's going to be just temporary. And on any construction sites that you're building a building, or is you're going to have construction crews out there, but it's something that will be relieved, and then this will be open, so the other access will be going north towards East Street. And I think, too, that more people will be going out this way, because they'll be headed towards the freeway up there to all the interchanges. And I think this one here would be a little longer, so I think it's going to be it'll relieve your problems quite a bit. And I know that you have concerns for this situation now, and we always try to say, speak to the workers that are working here, each one, and try to tell them, you know, to stay off your property.
Well, we've asked to keep the place watered down. We have to go over there constantly asking. And then this whole property above here, which I don't know if that's the owners of this, they've dissed it all, which is outside of code. So now we've got a big dust bowl every time the wind blows, because there's nothing there. You're supposed to be mowing the weeds, not disking them down. And it's all sand, and all that comes right down on my property and is elevating my front of my landscape. with all the sand that keeps blowing up against there. I mean, this will eliminate that, but then you have all this big field up here that it wasn't mowed, it was disced. So hydro speeding to seal that up somehow would be amenable.
Well, I just want to make sure that we're on the same subject here without right. escalating further. Thank you for your comments,
yeah.
Steve. I do see a hand up from Tom, so I'd like to have Tom to end this opportunity here.
Well, I've met Steve a couple months ago, and a couple people parked on his property, but nobody's parked there since then. We've made sure they haven't.
That you know.
Well, if you didn't, you've been over there. But the other thing is we have most of these activities for the volleyball is going to be in the evening and on the weekends. So, and we have plenty of parking on site. And right now, all the guys that are working there, they park on site. And I've given them a designated area to park on site. Yeah, we have some trucks that unloaded from the street, but I've never seen a backup. And we always have somebody out there directing traffic, helping to get around. So I think right now we have a temporary situation with trucks unloading, but we're probably going to have that for at least another month.
And then, is there an opportunity to have just loading, offloading on site in terms of the...
We did most of the metal building that way, yes. We unload, yeah, we can. We can if the truck can get in there. Sometimes these trucks are where they can't make the turn, so they weren't able, but it's only been one or two trucks. Most of the trucks have been unloaded on the site. And speaking to the back lot where he's saying we got a disc, well, the lot on the corner right next to his property, they just disced that about 3 weeks ago. And I saw the dust coming up, and I didn't hear a word about it. So,
well, certainly we'll have on that peripheral. We'll have code enforcement look at. I'll go ahead and deal with the code enforcement division to see if we can look into that issue. But again, let's just keep the topic here on the subject discussion, which is the second phase, incidental to the main use. And I understand your concern, Steve. And thank you very much for showing up. Your comments, your input. It's very critical to the process that we're making this morning. So it sounds like the applicant representative here is making addressing issues relating to parking and temporary loading and unloading. That sounds like to me that it's been mitigated somehow to the extent. Now, the watering issue, Steve also brought that up. How is that being addressed?
We have a water truck on site. We water it every day, morning and night. And I also went over to Steve's to see him, met him, told him if he had any issues with the dust, to come over and talk to me about it. But we've had the AQMD out there. And
nobody's
we've had,
been there. You're hardly around.
The AQMD, have you ever, because I've been out there.
I've gone over and talked to the foreman of the site.
Gentlemen, could you address your comments to the... No,
yeah, just go ahead and address the comments to me. If I may suggest, is there a number on site or a superintendent? If there are some issues that Steve can immediately call to get assistance.
He can call me,
that?
And I'll give him my card.
Okay.
He can call me anytime.
All right, that would be great. Coming back on the project side. Staff has reviewed this with our traffic engineer. It's reviewed in accordance with the ITE, the transportation model based on the use, based on the trip generation. It appears that it would not impact the area. I understand that you brought up the access issue, but I think in terms of the overall product addressed by Paul, ultimately you would have two entrances to conveniently provide and relieve the traffic congestion. So again, in terms of parking requirements, staff has reviewed that, and the project provides surplus parking, landscaping. It met the requirements, access, ingress, egress. It met the ITE, traffic transportation model, which all cities use to engage on the type of use and then the traffic and to make that determination whether if that something could be mitigated or it would have impact. And again, using that same model, the proposed facility has demonstrated that it would not have an impact. And again, with the long term, you would have two convenient accesses to the site. Now, we also have, in terms of parking issues on D Street, I can certainly understand that there's an existing, if I can just share this with you, I believe it's a Fenston accounting facility on D Street on the west side. He's also brought up the same issue in terms of parking on D Street, which has nothing to do with the proposed facility here.
Not yet.
Right. And so staff has been able to work with the Fenton company and directed him to Public Works to get a perhaps, I don't know, a temporary solution, a red curb striping along that street. So maybe something that, if I can put you in touch with Tony Lugo, Public Works folks, we can go out there and work with you and review if there should be a demand for maybe a red curb along McKay. That's something that they can help you implement if it's to prevent and deter the temporary or illegal parking here. And so if you want to jot this down, his name is Tony Lugo. He's in Public Works. His cell phone is 951-232-8753. And so that'll have you, I'd like you to have you in directly in discussion with him to possibly maybe come up with a solution, maybe a red stripe similar to the Fenton Accounting Company that I've got, so there won't be any, you know, immediate parking in front of the businesses there. Okay? Okay. So you heard the evidence by these folks and the letter here. The recommendation, again, it's for approval, and so I will put this forward. Again, the project has addressed the concerns and issues. Then phone numbers, Mr. Steve's going to get from Tom, and then we have also put him in directly in discussion with Public Works to see if we can resolve that in terms of providing with driver, no parking curb on McKay. With that, the recommendation is for approval. This is an incidental to the main use. And so if I can have a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. And again, approval, final, this approval is final, subject to appeal, pursuant to Chapter 19.52, hearings and appeal with the proper fees and pay, and submitted that to Community Development Department. The appeal period is 15 days. And if, in absence of the appeal, this approval is final. So, and if there's an appeal, it would go to the Planning Commission for consideration. And so, thank you very much. And that concludes the agenda. If I can have a motion to adjourn to the meeting of Thursday, June 25th, 2015, at 10 a.m.
Motion.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much. Steve, again, thank you for coming. And